If he wants to speak like me, say the letters separately. Put a word between each one, and your work is almost done. Now I'll tell you what to do, and the rest is up to you.
Put a word after W, a word after O, put a word after R, and it's away we go. Put a word after Z, and put a word after E, a word after L, a cell after word, and you're left with me.
There you are. Simple as falling in a duck pun. Now then, what does W, where O, where R, where Z, where E, where L, where's all spell?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. It spells Wurzel, stupid.
Then what's the Elwuzzle at the end for?
Oh, dangnation donkeys. Didn't I tell you that bit about dependent short words and zelending long ones?
No.
Oh, well, that's the first thing the crow man ever learned me. Now, listen to this. Now, dependent words, you see, with letters up to three. But when there's four or more, that's what Zell is for. So come on, use your brain. Let's all try it once again.
Were after W,
a were after O, a were after R,
and it's away we go.
Put a were after Z,
put a were after E,
a were after L, a cell after were, and you're left with me.
Oh. M-O-E with it, me.
And what was the word we spelled?
Wurzle.
Ah, not bad. That M were O with T were dip, V were I with E were dip.
Not bad.
That's the idea. So,
put a word after W, a word after O, put a word after R, and it's away we go.
Put a word after Z, and put a word after E.
A word after L,
a cell after word,
and you left with me.
Where was we?
If you want to speak like me,
say the letters separately.
Put a word after W, a word after O, and you're left